This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, cane5.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
Baked soft or hard, served salt encrusted or chocolate ensconced. Whether eaten as a common bar snack or an artisanally oversized roll, the pretzel takes on countless contemporary forms. But what are we to make of this elusive baked good's long and anecdote-ridden history? Each week, culinary historian Linda Palacio takes listeners on a journey through the history of food on A Taste of the Past. Tune in as Linda interviews authors, scholars, and culinary chroniclers to discuss food culture from ancient Mesopotamia to the grazing tables and deli counters of today, exploring the lively link between the gastronomic present and past. In episode 169, Linda speaks with German-born, California-based chef and baker Hans Rockenwagner, who offers some insight into the pretzel's possible origins and evolution. Invented over half a millennium ago and honoured with its own national day, little else is conclusively known about this humble and delicious baked creation.
There's all kinds of different stories. So the first story has it that the pretzel actually resembles the folded or crossed arms holding the Christ child. So there are lots of religious Christian connotations surrounding the pretzel. It was an unleavened dough, and it had no dairy or eggs. It could be consumed during Lent.
An alternate history of the pretzel's invention goes like this. A baker condemned to death was given a chance to redeem himself by creating a baked treat so delicious that the king could not resist. As a second condition, his creation had to take a form that allowed the sunlight to shine through in three places.
So he came up with this pretzel shape and had it on a board ready to be baked when a cat ran through the bakery and the board tipped over and the pretzel fell into a lye bath that was used to clean up the bakery. Now he had no more time to make a new one and he just baked it off and there was born the pretzel. And he presented it to the king. The king held it up against the sunlight and it came through in three places and he was pardoned. You know, the pretzel is used in so many different ways to symbolize prosperity, peace, new beginnings, and even love. I also think that the pretzel symbolizes something of sharing because, you know, who can resist breaking off a piece of the pretzel and sharing it with someone else? What I really love about a pretzel is it has a distinct earthiness. It has a distinct earthiness flavor which comes from the lye bath. And this is literally lye, which is acidic. But what happens is, after you make shape and proof the pretzel, you dip it into a lye bath, and the lye concentration cannot be more than 6%, after which it gets baked, and in the baking process, the lye gets neutralized. So there's no more acidity or anything. But it's the lye bath that gives it the sheen and the color and the earthiness of the flavor that we like so much of the pretzel. It's a very sort of minerally flavor, earthiness. Sometimes I even liken it to like a good wine where you sort of taste the terroir of where the product is from.
With packaged pretzel sales estimated at over $500 million annually, the pretzel is second only to the potato chip in the crowded snack food market. How does the soft, pillowy pretzel compare to the snack-sized, hard-baked version so widely available on supermarket shelves?
It's a very different dough. I think there's very little leavening in a hard pretzel. I think it makes a great snack. But really, to me, the real thing is a soft pretzel. I think it was invented to really share it with the masses where it could actually be bagged and sold in quantities throughout the country. It's come up as part of the artisanal movement, you know. A fresh, soft pretzel is made by hand, so there's definitely an artisanal aspect to it that we're seeking out now because it differentiates these products so much from the mass-produced product out there.
Although a conclusive history of this baked treat remains to be written, the pretzel's seemingly endless adaptability means that its future story continues to unfold in new and unexpectedly delicious directions. To hear the rest of this interview, tune in to episode 169 of A Taste of the Past. You can listen to A Taste of the Past live on Thursdays from 12 to 12:30. I'm Elizabeth Kulas, reporting for heritageradionetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.